I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Brian with Allcom Technologies. We have been chosen and are proud to partner with the world's number one supplier of business and IP telephone systems, NEC. NEC has the lowest cost of ownership for IP telephone systems and the highest return on investment. Our phone systems save money, make your business more efficient, and your people more productive. We call it the circle of profit. Call Allcom today. IP phone systems, SIP trunks and services, surveillance and access control. 881-8660.
A clean building says you take pride in your business. That's why you should step up to the pros at Quality Clean, your local cleaning expert since 2003. All Quality Clean employees go through a background check and drug screening and wear uniforms. Quality Clean cleans everything from banks to medical facilities to schools. Check out the new website, myqualityclean.com, myqualityclean.com, or call 833-4250.
Clean up your business with Quality Clean.
A mix of clouds and sunshine. It will be humid with a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. High 90. Partly cloudy and humid tonight. Low 75. Some sunshine, warm tomorrow with a heavy thunderstorm. Tomorrow's high 90. Partly cloudy and humid tomorrow night. Low 75. Some sunshine, breezy, very warm on Saturday. High 96. I'm AccuWeather's Jonathan Reed.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM, KWTO, Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Sorin, and medical intuitive and healer Chris Griffith with you for the rest of the hour. You can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And folks, remember, the time is now to take care of yourself every day, despite all the nonsense going around in the world. And at the top of my list is Nature Blessed Tarte Cherry Juice Concentrate in the produce department at real grocery stores. If they don't have it, they are a fake grocery store. Loaded with antioxidants, 3,750 Orax in every 2 tablespoons, 1 ounce. Lowers your cholesterol, lowers your blood pressure, anti-inflammatory, tastes wonderful, and the strongest concentrate you can get, Nature Blessed Tarte Cherry Juice Concentrate. Bob, good afternoon.
Dr. Shealy, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great, thanks. What's up?
Oh, good. I'm almost great. I was in your office 6 weeks ago. And you and Sergey looked at my right index finger and knuckle and my little finger on my left hand, and we deducted, I believe, that I've got osteoarthritis in them. You put me on turmeric and black pepper and boron, 12 milligrams a day, for 6 weeks. I have taken it faithfully, and I have I guess really none. I'm no better. In fact, my little finger is locking up such a trigger effect that when I close my fist, I have to force it open. And so it's worse.
Bob, this is where I think a long-term medication, or not a medication, a supplement, it's called Autoimmune X, may come in useful. It's a 3 to 6 month... turn around on that one, but certainly worthwhile. But in the meantime, go ahead, please. Yeah.
Well, Sergey, Dr. Shealy wrote here, if I wasn't better in 6 weeks, to consider autoimmune X.
So we're on the same page. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so how much do I need to take? And where
it's a customer service. There's powders and there's capsules, and you increase by one until one a day. But it depends how you're tolerating it. There's sometimes a detox reaction, which is good, but you know, maybe a little unpleasant for a time period. But there's a customer service there, and I can actually give you the company number and mention that you came from this office. Here, are you ready?
Okay. Hang on just a minute. I'd like to know what's this contain.
It's an aloe vera extract plus polymannans of all sorts. And what it does is
it helps inflammation, doesn't it?
Inflammation, immune system, the gut, you know, something called leaky gut syndrome, and many other things. And with a chronic inflammation and optimization of the immune system, so it doesn't attack your own body, as well as cleaning up whatever damage has taken place. It's one of the best longer term supplements. If you're ready for their telephone number,
I am. But will there be instructions on the
customer service?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it comes with instructions and you know, how to increase, where to stay, how to where to reevaluate, people to talk to as well, and its customer support number is 888-671-2873. And make sure to mention Dr. Shealy and Dr. Sorin referral. You'll get a discount.
Okay, will do. So 888-671-2873.
Yep.
And that's a customer service.
Yep, that's it, Bob. You got it.
Support. Yeah. Okay. All right, I hope that does it for me, boys.
Well, we do,
too. How long will I have to take this, Sergey?
3 to 6 months in general to see the effects. It's a slow-moving train, but it's a good train, so to speak, you know, as an analogy.
And it's safe, Bob.
It's safe. But in the meantime, definitely continue with the anti-inflammatory, at least keep it from getting worse. Everything that we suggested, at the very least, if it's not making it better, at least it's keeping it from getting into the worst crease.
It actually can help many other things in your body, even if it's not directly doing the thing you were hoping it would.
When I get the autoimmune X, I still keep taking the
because it's going to take from 3 to 6 months to see the effects on that, and I don't want people to just give up on that supplement even if they don't see immediate effects.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope I'm not flying like a seagull.
Well, flying can be fun.
Just remember to love your finger.
Yeah.
The other thing I could think of would be omega-3 support, and making sure you're getting enough omega-3s and that's not diluted with those omega-6s. So some people use fish oil.
I'm taking beta-sitosterol, and it's 6.
Well, that's not probably the same efficacy.
No, beta-sitosterol is good, but it's not. Yeah. It's not omega-3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So chia seeds are spectacular for that. Flax oils, fish oils. You know, I typically don't like the fish oil myself, but
emu oil.
Yeah, emu oil. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Okay, got it, gentlemen. Thank you for your help.
Yeah,
thanks for calling. And Joyce, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Dr. Shealy, I called last week and asked about someone that I know that has hepatitis B and wanted something to take to help the liver. And you'd given me, you know, a list of things. And one of them was milk thistle. And you said 250 milligrams 3 times a day. But I haven't been able, or this person hasn't been able to find it in 250 milligrams. 300, 125. I mean, you know, all different milligrams other than that. So we were trying to get something.
Try the 300. Try the 350. The 300, then that'll be fine.
Or take two of the other.
300 milligrams. Okay, but then he should take that twice a day or three times, because it'll boost it up past 300, 750 milligrams total.
How many times a day best?
I would take at least twice a day and see what happens.
Okay, 300 twice a day?
Yes.
Okay, now the other question was, you had mentioned that you're going to start carrying that MSM powder in your office?
Yes.
Because you had suggested 3 grams of that a day.
Exactly.
And it was supposed to come in within a week. Do you have
it? It was, and I just got a note that it's not here yet.
But okay. I would suggest, Joyce, make a call to the and reserve your order at, let's see.
467-2124.
Yes.
467-2124?
Yes.
Yeah, or you can go on online and just place an order there as well. It's realholisticdoc.com, and then there's a store section there. If it's there, it's going to be listed, and it's there. Yeah.
I had a problem with that computer thing last week, but okay.
Realholisticdoc.com.
And then reserve some.
Your order. Yeah, that's.
Okay, and the dosage would still be 3 grams
yes.
a day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. And 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Sharon, good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Seeley. Dr. Seeley, I have an esophagus that spasms. And when it does, it almost feels like a heart attack. It hurts so bad.
I know that. I believe you.
Now, I was told when at an emergency room visit to take Melanta when that happens, and it does help to relieve it. It does eventually stop. But can you give me an idea of something else I could do to prevent it from happening?
Oof, that's a tough one. This is Dr. Sergey Sorin with Dr. Seeley. Now, there is a medication which is about $1,000 per shot. It's called glucagon.
By the way, I ordered some, and it took 10 days to get here, and it was only $497. I said, send it back.
Wow, that's a big discount there. Okay, there you go. Chris, do you want to jump in a little bit on that?
Yeah, do you have problems with acid reflux as well?
Very seldom do I ever have a problem with that. Very seldom. It does not seem to coincide with that.
Okay.
This is it just.
Yeah, I would. I would consider.
Happen.
Yeah, Sharon. I would consider a good digestive enzyme. If you stop by the office, something like we have
Bile
and liver is a good combination. Bile two, it's a digestive two as you start eating, and liver LVR at the end. So that may make a difference, but again, that's just one way to find out.
Okay. Okay, well, I appreciate the information. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling, Sharon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, by the way, I just did a nice article that is now on our website, Can Acupuncture Cure Depression?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it can. But there are all kinds of uses for acupuncture. If you're interested, the best acupuncturist in the country, Wellness Concepts Clinic, Dr. Jill, 1200 East Woodhurst Drive, Suite R300, 877-1300, wellnessconceptsclinic.com. If you are interested in all the benefits of broad and excellent acupuncture, that's where to go. They've got chiropractors, nurses, massage therapists, but most of all, Dr. Jill. And 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And of course, don't forget, if you want the real, legitimate health food store, Spring Valley Natural Foods on South Glenstone, right there next to FedEx office. Loaded with goodies, 30% off on some products, two or three of them, lines of products every day, 30% off of books all year. They carry all of my goodies, of course, Dr. Seeley's Essentials, Dr. Seeley's Magnesium Lotion, Digesterone Cream, Adam's Prostate Care, all the Bliss Oils, but hundreds, thousands, really, of other goodies the premium health food store, Nature Blessed, is not there. It is only at grocery stores, but all the other goodies you want for your health, and thousands of them at Spring Valley Natural Foods, the place where I shop and you should too. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And that's the time right now to call. Linda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Sheely. I have a sprained ankle from 2 weeks ago cutting the grass, and it doesn't actually hurt. It hasn't hurt since I did the castor oil packs and the ice. So within 2 to 3 days, it quit hurting unless you twist it, but it won't stop swelling. Is there anything I can do for that, or does it matter? Is swelling just a part of the healing process?
No, I don't like it swelling still at this stage. I would try castor oil pack overnight. If that does not make a difference within a day or two, then the only other thing I know is pulsed electromagnetic frequency, PEMF.
And last but not least, from my emergency room background, if the swelling or the problem continues, I know there's some tough people out there. I can see at least two here who've been walking around with fractured bones here in this radio station here. But the X-ray may be a possibility, but definitely, as Dr. Sheely suggested, is a good start.
I would think.
So even though it's not hurting, it still could be fractured.
It could be.
Yes,
yeah.
It could. But I would. You'll know within a couple of days that the castor oil is going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I'll
and Chris, what I was going to say something too. Chris.
Yeah. Did you have a fall as you sprained your ankle?
No, I didn't fall at all. It twisted, just turned sideways going down, and it hurt a whole lot right at that moment. But it didn't pop or crack or any of that. And of course, my lawnmower won't restart if you stop it. So I just kept going for a little over an hour.
God bless you.
It kind of got better and better.
Yeah. Well,
of course, it swelled, and I put ice on it when I came in and everything, but.
And if you come in, actually,
Superwoman,
yeah, wonderful. If you come in, actually, I would be happy to take a look at the ankle myself. I mean, I do this for a living in the emergency room, so.
Okay, so do you?
Yeah,
do
plus
you guys
other
have
things.
X-rays
yeah.
X-rays there. You have X-rays there.
Oh no, we don't do X-rays in our practice. You just get the experience of an emergency room doc and a wellness two wellness practitioners and intuitive. But that's all there at the office. There's X-rays over at available wherever they're needed. We can make arrangements.
Yeah. It's the COVID keeps me out of those places. I got to be on death watch before I want to walk in there.
Hey, I'm with you, Linda.
But I would be happy to come see you all. That'd be fine.
Yeah, we would look forward to that. That's fine.
Perfect.
417-351-5221.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Tim, good afternoon.
Hello there.
Hi. What's up?
Well, I was wondering if you could just give some general prostate kind of health.
Yes.
50 years old and just starting to experience a little bit of that.
Well,
the stuff that my dad warned me about.
Right. Saw palmetto is at the top of my list. Saw palmetto.
Okay.
250 milligrams three times a day to start with. If you're not, if you don't have zinc in your multivitamin, I would add 20 milligrams of zinc.
Okay.
And if that does not make a difference, give that about a month. You should notice a difference in frequency and urgency. If that doesn't work, then I would add beta-sitosterol, 400 milligrams three times a day.
Okay. Are there quality differences in that saw palmetto, or is it...
Well, I always, yes, different strokes for different folks. If Now makes it, and I don't know whether they do, the NOW products, I like them at the top of my list. I trust them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, thank you.
Yeah, love that prostate. It's worth keeping.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, the time has come, the Walrus said, to think about yourself and all the other things that are important in your life.
Now, speaking of a couple of things, let's talk about immune system, COVID, and the new state, well, city legislature, and the masks to speak of. So as of today, we are all supposed to be wearing mandatory masks. Whether or not it does any good or not, I'm not here to say. Well, obviously, you know, my opinion is very clear on that. I can speak scientifically on that as well. But I do want to say that happily that basically Dr. Sheely and myself have walked into the station, and we have medical exemption for the masks because, well, it's not safe for certain people and individuals, and we are happy to provide that mask service for exemption for those who qualify, if anybody is interested.
If you have a medical condition that makes it difficult for you to wear a mask, we're happy to help you.
Or short of breath, yeah, with a mask, yeah.
Now hey, we Greg, have some... good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I had intestinal pains, so I went to the physician, and eventually I had a CAT scan of that area. And I have inflamed prostate, inflamed liver, I have gallstones and kidney stones. I was an alcoholic for about 40 years, and I stopped about 5 years ago. Is there some type of vitamin regimen I could use to avoid surgery?
Yeah, Greg, this is a very... wonderful opportunity to get your life in the, on the proper path. This is Dr. Sergey Sorin, and Dr. Sheely and myself are happy to see people who want to turn their lives around, reclaim their lives. Health, wellness, the best thing would be in this condition to review everything, bring all the information if you like, and evaluate from a holistic perspective, including perhaps a consultation with Chris, who is our medical intuitive. But okay. Just to get your get things back online.
I think this really does take a comprehensive overview, mm-hmm. Greg. But yep. There are holistic and safe alternatives.
Indeed. When you get into a situation where what you described, that's a bit complicated. But we're used to working with things of that nature. Yeah.
This is Chris, the medical intuitive. The number one thing I would be working on would be working on inflammation in your body. Absolutely everything you talked about is a condition of inflammation. And one of the big things you can do directly now would be working on your hydration. Good, strong.
And don't drink city water.
Yeah.
Filter it at least to get rid of the fluoride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good alkalized water would be good. And a good source of that is fruit. You know, so at least making sure you're getting your the quality that you need of the quantity that you need of the fruit and veggies for the day.
I use a powdered vegetable and fruit mixture, and I drink that every day with tap water.
That's a good additive for sure.
Did you say with tap water?
No, with filtered water.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. But you're still needing more hydration, though, than that as well.
No. How much do you weigh, Greg?
About 210.
Then you need 105 ounces of good water a day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's like
almost, the independent brand and the filtered waters, or are they all similar?
I don't know. Berkey's the one I know and that we use.
There's a number of good filters out there. But again, you know, we can discuss a number of options when, you know, this is going to require a comprehensive personalized assessment. It's a bit of a complicated situation. Do you have our contact information, Greg?
Just the number, doctor, that I've...
Okay. 417-351-5221.
By the way, how much do you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Okay.
No, that's a good weight.
Your weight's not bad. So we need to just look at the whole picture because there are a number of good things to cut down on inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As well as to
a deflammation.
Yes.
It's 417-351-5221. 2221?
5221, yes.
5221, yeah.
All right, then. Thank you for your time and your efforts.
Thanks, yeah. Greg. Have a good one.
Pleasure. Yeah.
862-9977, 800-375-0056.
And I just want to make a brief announcement or a brief mention of something, and then we'll go to break. So if anyone out there who is mandatorily having to wear a mask is finding yourself short of breath, or if it's difficult, or if you have a medical condition,
or severely anxious,
or anxiety or stress with a mask, which is again that's a huge factor during this situation with COVID. Anxiety is more than any other factor, you know. Otherwise, we are happy to evaluate, and if you're interested in a mask exemption, this is something that we would be honored to provide for the right person. So feel free to give us a call, 417-351-5221.
And we'll be right after this brief break.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. Springfield police have surrounded a home on East Cherokee where they believe a suspect in a shooting is hiding. On Sunday, Springfield police responded to a report of a shooting and found what they believed to be a pipe bomb. Police say the standoff could last several hours. Target and CVS Pharmacy have joined the list of retailers requiring customers to wear face coverings. The mask requirement goes into effect at CVS on Monday, July 20th. Target will require customers to wear masks starting August 1st. Walmart, Best Buy, Starbucks, Kohl's, and Kroger also have mandatory face covering rules in place. And Monette police are looking for a 25-year-old person of interest after a stabbing early today. Police found a person with multiple stab wounds in the parking lot of a convenience store at about 1 a.m. Police say the motive for the stabbing is not clear, but they do not believe it was a random attack. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. Your car got a problem? No. Your problem is my problem. We're going to get together every weekend and solve it under the hood. From check engine lights to taillights, the Car Doctor is on call solving your car's problem. Put my 45-plus years of repairing cars, 28 of them here on radio, to work for you. Sunday morning from 7 to 8 on KWTO AM 560, 93.3 FM, online at radiospringfield.com.
The Swiss must really be confident of victory to include a corkscrew in their army knife.
Shower thoughts. Goofy sometimes, but also insightful and sometimes downright brilliant. According to science, 72% of us have our best thoughts in the shower. The other 28% have crappy showers. I'm Aaron Wissman of Ozarks Remodeling, where we specialize in bathrooms. Because a new bathroom ain't just a remodel. It's a better start to your day and better creativity. Get yours at OzarksRemodeling.com.
Periods of cloudy and sunshine, it will be humid. With the shower or a thunderstorm around this afternoon, high 90. Partly cloudy and humid tonight, low 75. Some sunshine, warm tomorrow with a heavy thunderstorm. Tomorrow's high 90. Partly cloudy, humid tomorrow night, low 75. Partly sunny, breezy. Very warm on Saturday, high 96. I'm AccuWeather's Jonathan Reed.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Soren, and Chris Griffith, our medical intuitive and spiritual healer. And you can be here, too, at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Dean, good afternoon.
Hello, Dr. Shealy, Dr. Soren, and Chris. Pleasure to be on your show.
Great. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have a medical concern, knock on wood.
Yes.
But I do have a question about autogenic training.
Okay, yes. What about it?
I know Dr. Shealy has preached that for many years, and I try to practice it 3 days a week myself. And even when I go to bed at night, I try to make that part of my routine.
Good.
So my question is, what is the purpose of reciting those specific phrases?
Okay. This was.
I mean, I've never really heard you speak on that a whole lot, and the origins of it.
Oh, that's one of my favorite topics. In 1912, hypnosis was extremely popular, but a hypnotherapist physician in Germany didn't like the idea that when he put people in hypnotic trance, they became dependent upon him. So he hypnotized a lot of people, but as they went down into deeper hypnosis, he said, "What do you feel? What do you feel?" So these are the feelings people have as they go into a detached hypnotic state. And there are now 28,000 scientific references that show This particular training, when you do it adequately to retrain your brain and keep it that way, is good for 80% of problems. No matter what the illness or what the psychological problem, 80% of people get better with it.
Mm-hmm. And Dean, I'm going to jump in here a bit. This is one of the most powerful 18-minute exercises. There's a shorter version for those who have already practiced. But if it's got to be done on a daily basis for 3 to 6 months, because what you're doing is you're resetting, you're retraining the neuron networks in the brain. It's called neuroplasticity of the brain. And just like, for example, if you were to go shooting on the range once a year, I mean, it wouldn't be a very good training as would be maybe daily practice if you want to be very good at that. And that's exactly why we say it has to be daily until it's in your system, so that you think of a phrase and the whole thing is right there.
Sure.
Very powerful stuff. Yeah.
Because of my job, I've been just slowly trying to incorporate it into my routine mm-hmm. for the last, 3 or 4 months. And I've been pretty successful at that. So great. I'll try to go, add it in more and more so that I can get the maximum benefit out of that. So the phrases, my arms and legs are heavy, those are key phrases that everyone related to when they were under hypnosis.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And in the original, the German phrase was, it breathes me. Now, that for a German, that probably is fine. Mm-hmm. But when I started doing this in 1972, it didn't make sense to me to use that phrase because it's not like my arms and legs are having one. It breathes me. We breathe ourselves. So I tried with large groups of people. My breathing is free and easy, and everybody preferred that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Each of those phrases is a biofeedback device for each major organ system. Heart, lungs, abdominal, which is, the major neurochemical production for the brain and otherwise. Forehead being cool is a focus on concentration, and mind is quiet and still is just, hey, that's in the zone. Yeah. So, beautiful stuff. Right on.
So people who have downloaded the MP3 should pay specific attention to these phrases
exactly.
that are used.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's not a child's game. Very powerful stuff.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Yes.
90% of the time, I now just repeat each phrase one time, and I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
At the most, I can.
Wow.
If I have to do more, I'll do three repetitions of each word. But I'm in that detached state, which is where you want to go.
And and if anybody
who
hasn't.
Closer and closer to the detached state, the mm-hmm. more fluent you come in the.
Yes.
Exactly.
Autogenic training?
Yes,
wow.
sir.
Okay.
And then you can do whatever else you want to accomplish in life, because then you're in a place where you're in self-control, self-management, which is wonderful. And by the way, if for anyone who is who hasn't done it or hasn't received it, you can certainly do an evaluation consultation with us, in which case we send it to you at no charge. But you can also sign up for a free newsletter and get a lot of other information that we send on a regular basis.
As well as get a free copy of Autogenic Focus.
And a free copy of Autogenic Focus, what we're talking about, which is
a great thing, for sure. Great thing. Well, thank you so much, doctors.
Hey, thank you for calling, Dean. Have a good
mm-hmm.
one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. 862-9977 800-375-0056.
And I do want to come back to the immune system because, perhaps the focus, instead of masks and so on and so forth, if I dare say that word, by the way, I did mention about the exemptions for qualified individuals. Happy to assist with that, including immunology-based focused visit. So happy to have you if you want to call in 417-351-5221, as well as any other health question. But also don't forget about good immune boosters such as vitamin C, vitamin D, D3, astaxanthin, beta-1-3 glucan, and as well as others, magnesium and intravenous vitamin C and ozone, which are more powerful still. And we have Joe in Branson.
Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I had a heart attack back in November.
Hmm. How old are you?
Prozac. I'm 77.
Okay. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
with the exception of the Prozac that they put me on, and I go to see him again on the 27th, and I'm hoping they will take me off the Prozac.
That's one of the worst drugs in the world.
Why,
Prozac?
Joe, why? What was the indication for Prozac, Joe?
Blood thinner.
No.
Oh, you're talking about a blood thinner. There's Eliquis, which is a blood thinner, right?
Our warfarin.
Prozac is an antidepressant. I know people put antidepressants on for heart attack because as a precautionary manner, so that anyway, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If you're sure it's Prozac, I wouldn't be surprised. But it's the worst thing that.
Yeah, it's
probably.
It's a horrible drug for a heart attack, from my point of view.
It doesn't belong.
They told me it was a blood thinner.
Well, then they lied or they're stupid, and you may quote me.
That's not a blood thinner drug.
Rate,
no,
it causes
no.
problems.
Of course it does. It's a horrible. There's not a single antidepressant drug in the world that I would bite your hand off before I would allow it in my mouth.
Joe, I'm going to make a suggestion. Since if you want to kind of get the, if you were interested in the second opinion here. Dr. Sheely especially, but myself as well, to do a consultation to review things.
I'm sorry, it was Plavix, not Prozac, it was Plavix.
Plavix.
Plavix is a different
story.
That is totally different.
Yeah. But I do want to bring up the point that a lot of cardiologists and other people, physicians, do put people on Prozac and antidepressants with any kind of serious medical diagnosis, and that's just terrible. But anyway, with the Plavix is a different story.
Yeah, that's good. Stay with the cardiologist. Get yourself weaned off if you need to. But if you want a lifelong, look, I've been interested in this all my life. My father died at age 53 of his third heart attack.
Mm.
And so, you know, this is something I've, you know, focused on all my life because of my family history.
And we can optimize lifestyle. We can optimize a number of other things that we... Well, mind, body, spirit approach, that's how we go about that, and that, which is why we have a different success rate than from the general population.
Well, what I'm getting at is I'm hopeful that they would be taking me off the Plavix and put me on probably aspirin for a blood thinner. I just wondered if you had something that I could use other than the aspirin even.
Oh, yes, strepeptase.
Serepetase.
Or nanokinase. Both of those are excellent.
Now, if you think I can spell that, you're wrong.
N-A-N-N-O-K-I-N-A-S-E S-T-R-E-P-A-P-E-T.
Whoa. N-A-N-N-O-A-N.
N-A-N-N-O N-O-T-A-S-E.
Dr. Sheely, God bless
you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's what I wanted because I had a stroke back in 2006 and I was on aspirin for a long time and I'm not really opposed to it, but I just thought if there was something better I could use it, I would like that.
Yeah, I would consider converting to nanokinase and or strepeptase.
Mm-hmm. But I would pass it by your doctor as well, make sure that they're you know, that they're not surprised by your decision. You know, it's good to have communications.
Yep. Oh, I will. And I thank you.
Good on you. Yeah. Hey, as our Australian friends would say, good on you, Joe.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one. 862-9977, 800-375-0056.
Yeah, so speaking of the immune system and things of all good nature, again, just to remind, this is the season, perfect season for vitamin C and intravenous ozone, as well as other types of ozone applications. Last but not least, to consider overall health and wellness thinking, behavior, and mental and emotional, as well as physical follow-through, because this is a time for stress of all sorts. So we really got to keep ourselves in a good place. Jerry,
good afternoon.
Yes, hello. Great to talk to you guys. I had a question that I forgot about a long time ago. I had a nephrectomy when I was 3 years old.
Wow.
And I was wondering what I might need to be supplementing with, since I only have half, you know, of what my adrenal gland would be helping me with.
Well, in general, if you are now an adult and that was done at age 3, your body probably double the size of your other adrenal gland.
Mm.
You, I mean, I would bet. Now you can find out. I think it would be worthwhile in a case like yours. How old are you?
I'm 57.
I would get an adrenal profile. You wanna know whether you may about your cortisone, especially your cortisone and your DHEA. Mm-hmm. But I suspect that you accommodated for that by age 4 or 5.
Okay, that would make sense.
The body is, including the brain, are very plastic.
Okay. Well, it was just something I've always heard that you could.
It's a great question, and thank you ask about it. But I would just check out those couple of things. If your DHEA and your cortisol and your adrenaline, well, I don't worry about adrenaline. If cortisol and DHEA are okay, you're probably okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for calling.
God bless you.
862-9977, 800-375-0056.
And last but not least, I do want to bring up a few topics of interest. So while it is important to pay attention to what's happening in the world, I do want to notice that a lot of folks that we're seeing in our clinic are having a lot more stress, anxiety, and depression over the situation. And so here's the thing. If you can do something about it, come see us. Maybe we can help you and, you know, just make things better. Learn some tools for the rest of your life. But if something is causing a lot of stress and problems, like for example, watching the news that are and things that are going over and over again, same thing. Maybe it's a good idea not to do that.
Judy, good afternoon. Yeah.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have two questions. One is, what is
ankylosing spondylitis?
That is essentially rheumatoid arthritis of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Cousins made it very popular back in the 1960s. He wrote a book, Anatomy of an Illness, and he cured himself of the devastating effects of it with intravenous vitamin C and laughter.
Yep. And we prefer, both of them in our clinic. Yeah.
Got it. Thought I'd ask you. I've had it since I was 19, and it's never really bothered me, strangely enough. My other question is, the last time I got a shot, I was going to do archaeology digging, so I had to get a shot for lockjaw type stuff. And minutes after I got the shot, my heart started hurting, that my chest area started acting very strange. I couldn't breathe. I almost passed out, and they had me stay in the office. What is the likelihood of that type of a shot reaction extending to the COVID shots that it looks like they're going to make you have?
To the COVID shots?
Yeah. I know you don't know what's in them yet, but...
We'll never know what's really in them.
Well, we know that it's going to be...
Poison.
Yes.
I know that I would tell him to shoot me with a gun rather than with a needle.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Well, I was just wondering if that type of reaction would indicate that I medically should not get another type of shot like that.
Well, if you're interested in an exemption for that, I think you sound like you qualify. I would be happy to help you with that.
That was my question. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Yep, 417-351-5221. Yeah.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Now is the time. Open line Thursday to ask your question or make a comment about anything, because it is all related to your health.
Exactly. And just keep in mind, when you're looking at the news and hearing all these things, and again, this is a troubled time for all of us here, we still have constitutional rights. We still have the amendments. We still have all kinds of protections as long as we choose not to throw them away. So if you want to practice yours, we are here to support whatever we can to have you, your free mind, free choice, and make the best decision personalized for you. And speaking of personalized health decisions, there's only one person and one person only that is responsible for your health.
And that is you.
Yes.
Carmen, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Doctor. Just wondering if you have any suggestions for stopping smoking, any supplementation or added support. I'm having a great deal of difficulty trying to do this. I don't have a heavy habit, but it's for some reason, with all the stress going on, it's been really difficult. I've been trying for over a year now, and I'm not getting very far.
I have been doing for about 40 years a small injection of vitamin B12 in four places, two on your face and two in your ears. It's painful for a minute, but it's extremely safe. 60% of the time, you totally lose the ability, or in fact, some people even throw up if they try to smoke after that, but it helps amazingly. It's a lot simpler than trying to train your brain.
Okay.
It's very, very quick. If that's all you want, a focus visit would be perfect.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. So would that require an appointment to come in to see you? How many times?
Oh, just once. I mean, I can repeat it if needed, but I would say most of the time it works, and you know, and we can correspond by email after that, and I can do a second one if we need to.
Okay. Would it help with withdrawal? That's the hard part.
Withdrawal from the
yes,
mm-hmm.
From the tobacco.
Oh yeah, I can give you some other habits to do, you know, to help with that immensely.
Well, there's other supplements and things that can.
Yeah, we do certain supplements, but but that plus the shots probably make it easier for you.
Okay. How can I get your phone number?
351-5221.
Okay.
417 area code.
And I would start working on your dopamine as well, because it sounds like you have a possibly lower dopamine levels. Do you suffer from depression at some times?
Mild. I have hypothyroidism, yeah.
Okay. All that goes together.
Yep.
Yep. Actually, we got a few things here to make better. That's great.
Hydration and exercise are two big things as well.
I'm walking 3 to 5 miles.
Oh, good.
So it sounds like you're already...
Hey, you're ahead of 90% of people here.
I'm trying. I really am. It's just been uphill.
Well, let us help you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Helene, good afternoon.
Hi, Norm. Hi, Sergey.
Hi.
It's Helene from Reno, Nevada. I wanted to hear what you think of Armathyroid.
Well, that is my number one recommendation for low thyroid. My mother had her thyroid gland taken out in 1955. She lived successfully, taking up to 180 milligrams of Armathyroid until 2009.
Mm-hmm. Oh, would you take that ImmuneX with the Armathyroid?
Autoimmune X.
It's okay.
Yeah, Autoimmune X goes with that. There's nothing that it doesn't.
There's no contraindication.
There's no contraindication. There's no liver enzyme, competition or otherwise. So it's just a wonderful combination with anything that I know.
Yeah, and if your doctor won't prescribe it, let's have a phone consultation. We will, because I don't like levothyroxine, the artificial synthetic thyroid. It's not nearly as good as Armour's.
In my experience, 50%+ of cases, it just doesn't work. No matter if it's a higher dose. So yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Oh, hey, you. Was that Sergey?
Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's okay. Me. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sergey. By the way, Helen, great to hear your voice. It's been a while.
I get emails occasionally, but it's always good to hear from you. Thank you.
Well, yeah, in person is one thing.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris had something to say, too. No, okay, all right, yeah. Maybe. Anyhow, I just wanted to mention about and talk about, optimizing the immune system, maintaining balance, peace, love, and comfort in your hearts during this time of difficulty. Because there's a lot of stuff happening on the outside of the world, but how we respond to the situation is more important than the actual situation itself, and that's just and once we realize we have that much power over how we respond and what happens as a consequence, it's time to take personal responsibility.
Stress is not the things that happen to you, it's how you respond to them and how you deal with them.
Halitosis is better than no breath at all, however. Breathing without halitosis is better. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, the single most important thing, can you change it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't change the city council. I would like to. I would like to vote it out every election. A totally new turnover of the entire council. Every election, not just a Kaylee. Because people, once they get into power, well, I can't tell you. I think they either were waiting to be crooked or get confirmed by somebody to become crooked.
Mm.
I wouldn't trust anyone who runs for office, third and fourth and fifth time under any circumstance. Bob, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Well, Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Soren, what a beautiful...
And hello, yeah.
You still with us?
One quick question. Since there's only six deaths allegedly in Springfield, Missouri from the COVID-19, do you think this might be a planned maneuver, number one, to control the minds of the people? And is it possible that the intravenous vitamin C, will that destroy the COVID-19 through your experience?
Well, we don't have the experience of whether it would, but we know that it can kill the viruses. On the other hand, as far as your question is concerned, yes, I think it is political nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And, Bob, when it comes to mandating things that should not be mandatory, I'm just stating my medical opinion here. Well, that's where I stand on that. That's just the bottom line. But that's why we want to help people as much as possible to make their way in this world. Yeah.
Well, I hope all the Ozarks will take advantage of what you're doing, and you could build it to a 30-doctor practice.
Oh, God, we...
Now, you know, that would be difficult to do, Bob. Back in 2002 and 3, I interviewed 100 physicians as possible people to take over my practice. I turned them all down because they were wimps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Well, they know you're going to live to your 140, Dr. Shealy, because you're very highly needed. Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you, Bob. My favorite research project is coming to an end in October on telomere regeneration, and I've got another one to follow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about is, I'm not, I don't care whether I live to 158 as long as I'm healthy.
No, I care because I need a medical partner.
I care, but I'm not going to be upset over it one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I just enjoy doing what I do. My daughter says, my father does not know how to retire. I know how. I don't want to.
Exactly. Why would you retire when you're doing what you love and loving what you do, really?
Yeah. Well, that's what life is about.
I can see retiring when you hate your job.
It's better just to find a job you like.
Yeah, that's true.
Long as we keep doing what we're doing, I think we're going to keep on.
Look, I saw a gentleman this morning. His job is building things for people. Wonderful. Mm. You know what? I couldn't do it because I don't know how. I have a grandson that said my grandfather can operate on your brain, but he doesn't know how to use a screwdriver. However, I know what I do in medically, and I enjoy it. But if I had grown up and was as good as several people that I know who are wonderful builders, I'd be ecstatically happy being able to do that.
Mm.
I mean, we've had a farm foreman now for about 30 years, and he can do anything. He can put in a fence, and he can build beautiful cabinets or do refined, woodwork and build buildings and everything else. That is, to me, an excellent life experience.
And speaking of essential humans and jobs and everything else, if I ever hear from another person, again, that some people are essential and some people are not, job-wise or otherwise, I'm not going to say anymore right now.
Yes,
let's put it this way. We're all essential. Everything,
exactly.
All this nonsense about,
all lives matter. And until next Thursday, y'all have a good one.
Amen.
Are you less than satisfied with the way your lawn looks right now? Are your expectations higher than the service you've been getting from your current provider? This may sound strange, but if we're not exceeding your expectations, we're not meeting ours. This is Larry Ryan at Ryan Lawn and Tree. Of course, you should expect more from pros like ours with college degrees in turf, forestry, and related fields. No one is more passionate about tackling your challenges and exceeding your expectations than our employee owner, Ryan Pros in the Clean Red Trucks. The reason Ryan Lawn and Tree has always stood out is to keep a beautiful lawn year after year isn't easy. A wet spring, our hot, dry summer, and high humidity is wreaking havoc on your lawn. A lot of TLC by Orion Pro can make yours the lawn that stands out on your block. No matter the challenge, our degreed Ryan Pros would love the opportunity to exceed your expectations. Give us your challenge today at RyanLawn.com. That's RyanLawn.com.
I'm Steve Chutnik, conservative Republican, and I'm running for United States Congress, 7th District, here in Southwest Missouri, against the current incumbent, Billy Long. For far too long, I've been part of the silent majority, supporting our leaders to do what's right on our behalf. I'm running for Congress because I don't think we're being represented appropriately anymore. It's time for a change. It's time to be heard and stand up and fight for what we believe in, our God, our families, and our country. Please join me and take some time to get to know me. ChetnikForCongress.com. The August 4th primary is more important than ever before. I'm Steve Chetnik. I'm paying for and approve this message.
Homeowners, have you been considering remodeling your current home or building a new one? Classic wood flooring is the most beautiful, economical, environmentally friendly, and easy to care for material you can choose. The installed cost per square foot is...
emergency room doc and a wellness, two wellness practitioners and intuitive, but that's all there at the office. There's x-rays over it, available wherever they're needed. We can make arrangements.
Yeah. It's the COVID keeps me out of those places. I got to be on death watch before I want to walk in there.
Hey, I'm with you, Linda.
But I would be happy to come to you all. That'd be fine.
Yeah, we would look forward to that. That's fine. 417-351-5221.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Tim, good afternoon.
Hello there.
Hi. What's up?
Well, I was wondering if you could just give some general prostate kind of health.
Yes.
50 years old and just starting to experience a little bit of that.
Well,
the stuff that my dad warned me about.
Right. Saw palmetto is at the top of my list. Saw palmetto.
Okay.
250 milligrams three times a day to start with. If you're not,
okay.
If you don't have zinc in your multivitamin, I would add 20 milligrams of zinc.
Okay.
And if that does not make a difference, give that about a month. You should notice a difference in frequency and urgency. If that doesn't work, then I would add beta-sitosterol, 400 milligrams three times a day.
Okay. Are there quality differences in that saw palmetto, or is it...
Well, I always, yes, different strokes for different folks. If Now makes it, and I don't know whether they do, the NOW products, I like them at the top of my list. I trust them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, thank you.
Yeah, love that prostate. It's worth keeping.
All right, yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, the time has come, the Walrus said, to think about yourself and all the other things that are important in your life.
Now, speaking of a couple of things, let's talk about immune system, COVID, and the new state. Well, city legislature and the masks to speak of. So as of today, we are all supposed to be wearing mandatory masks. Whether or not it does any good or not, I'm not here to say. Well, obviously, my opinion is very clear on that. I can speak scientifically on that as well. But I do want to say that happily that basically Dr. Sheely and myself have walked into the station and we have medical exemption for the masks because, well, it's not safe for certain people and individuals, and we are happy to provide that mask service for exemption for those who qualify if anybody is interested.
If you have a medical condition that makes it difficult for you to wear a mask, we're happy to help you.
Or short of breath, yeah, with a mask, yeah. Now
hey,
we
Greg,
have some...
good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I had intestinal pains, so I went to the physician, and eventually I had a CAT scan of that area. And I have inflamed prostate, inflamed liver, I have gallstones and kidney stones. I was an alcoholic for about 40 years, and I stopped about 5 years ago. Is there some type of vitamin regimen I could use to avoid surgery?
Greg, this is a very wonderful opportunity to get your life in on the proper path. This is Dr. Sergei Sorin, and Dr. Shili and myself are happy to see people who want to turn their lives around, reclaim their lives. Health, wellness, the best thing would be in this condition to review everything, bring all the information if you like, and evaluate from a holistic perspective, including perhaps a consultation with Chris, who is our medical intuitive. Just to get your get things back online.
I think this really does take a comprehensive overview, mm-hmm. Greg. There are holistic and safe alternatives.
Indeed. When you get into a situation where what you described, that's a bit complicated, but we're used to working with things of that nature. Yeah.
This is Chris, the medical intuitive. The number one thing I would be working on would be working on inflammation in your body. Absolutely everything you talked about is a condition of inflammation. And one of the big things you can do directly now would be working on your hydration. Good, strong.
And don't drink city water.
Yeah.
Filter it at least to get rid of the fluoride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good alkalized water would be good, and a good source of that is fruit. so at least making sure you're getting your the quality that you need of the quantity that you need of the fruit and veggies for the day.
I use a powdered vegetable and fruit mixture, and I drink that every day with tap water.
That's a good additive for sure.
Did you say with tap water?
No, with filtered water.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. But you're still needing more hydration, though, than that as well.
No. How much do you weigh, Greg?
About 210.
Then you need 105 ounces of good water a day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's like
almost... Is there a standard brand and the filtered waters, or are they all similar?
No, I think... Well, I don't know. Berkey's the one I know and that we use.
There's a number of good filters out there. But again, we can discuss a number of options when, this is going to require a comprehensive, personalized assessment. It's a bit of a complicated situation. Do you have our contact information, Greg?
Just the number, Doctor, that I...
Okay. 417-351-5221.
By the way, how much do you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Okay.
No, that's a good weight.
Your weight's not bad. So we need to just look at the whole picture because there are a number of good things to cut down on inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As well as to
a deflammation.
Yes.
It's 417-351.
5221.
2221?
5221, yes.
5221, yeah.
All right, then. Thank you for your time and your efforts.
Thanks, yeah. Greg. Have a good one.
Pleasure, yeah.
862-9977, 800-375-0056.
And I just want to make a brief announcement or a brief mention of something, and then we'll go to break. So if anyone out there who is mandatorily having to wear a mask is finding yourself short of breath, or if it's difficult, or if you have a medical condition,
or severely anxious,
or anxiety or stress with a mask, which is again that's a huge factor during this situation with COVID. Anxiety is more than any other factor, otherwise. We are happy to evaluate, and if you're interested in a mask exemption, this is something that we would be honored to provide for the right person. So feel free to give us a call, 417-351-5221.
And we'll be right after this brief break.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. Springfield police have surrounded a home on East Cherokee where they believe a suspect in a shooting is hiding. On Sunday, Springfield police responded to a report of a shooting and found what they believed to be a pipe bomb. Police say the standoff could last several hours. Target and CVS Pharmacy have joined the list of retailers requiring customers to wear face coverings. The mask requirement goes into effect at CVS on Monday, July 20th. Target will require customers to wear masks starting August 1st. Walmart, Best Buy, Starbucks, Kohl's, and Kroger also have mandatory face covering rules in place. And Monette police are looking for a 25-year-old person of interest after a stabbing early today. Police found a person with multiple stab wounds in the parking lot of a convenience store at about 1 a.m. Police say the motive for the stabbing is not clear, but they do not believe it was a random attack. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. Your car got a problem? No. Your problem is my problem. We're going to get together every weekend and solve it under the hood. From check engine lights to taillights, the Car Doctor is on call solving your car's problem. Put my 45-plus years of repairing cars, 28 of them here on radio, to work for you. Sunday morning from 7 to 8 on KWTO AM 560, 93.3 FM, online at radiospringfield.com.
The Swiss must really be confident of victory to include a corkscrew in their army knife.
Shower thoughts. Goofy sometimes, but also insightful and sometimes downright brilliant. According to science, 72% of us have our best thoughts in the shower. The other 28% have crappy showers. I'm Aaron Wissman of Ozarks Remodeling, where we specialize in bathrooms. Because a new bathroom ain't just a remodel. It's a better start to your day and better creativity. Get yours at OzarksRemodeling.com.
Periods of cloudy and sunshine, it will be humid. With the shower or a thunderstorm around this afternoon, high 90. Partly cloudy and humid tonight, low 75. Some sunshine, warm tomorrow with a heavy thunderstorm. Tomorrow's high 90. Partly cloudy, humid tomorrow night, low 75. Partly sunny, breezy. Very warm on Saturday, high 96. I'm AccuWeather's Jonathan Reed.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Soren, and Chris Griffith, our medical intuitive and spiritual healer. And you can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Dean, good afternoon.
Hello, Dr. Shealy, Dr. Soren, and Chris. Pleasure to be on your show.
Great. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have a medical concern, knock on wood.
Yes.
But I do have a question about autogenic training.
Okay, yes. What about it?
I know Dr. Shealy has preached that for many years, and I try to practice it 3 days a week myself. And even when I go to bed at night, I try to make that part of my routine.
Good.
So my question is, what is the purpose of reciting those specific phrases?
Okay. This was.
I mean, I've never really heard you speak on that a whole lot, and the origins of it.
That's one of my favorite topics. In 1912, hypnosis was extremely popular, but a hypnotherapist physician in Germany didn't like the idea that when he put people in hypnotic trance, they became dependent upon him. So he hypnotized a lot of people, but as they went down into deeper hypnosis, he said, "What do you feel? What do you feel?" So these are the feelings people have as they go into a detached hypnotic state. And there are now 28,000 scientific references that show this particular training, when you do it adequately to retrain your brain and keep it that way, is good for 80% of problems. No matter what the illness or what the psychological problem, 80% of people get better with it.
Mm-hmm. And Dean, I'm going to jump in here a bit.
Yeah.
This is one of the most powerful 18-minute exercises. There's a shorter version for those who have already practiced. It's got to be done on a daily basis for 3 to 6 months, because what you're doing is you're resetting, you're retraining the neuron networks in the brain. It's called neuroplasticity of the brain. And just like, for example, if you were to go shooting on the range once a year, I mean, it wouldn't be a very good training as would be maybe daily practice if you want to be very good at that. And that's exactly why we say it has to be daily until it's in your system, so that you think of a phrase and the whole thing is right there.
Sure.
Very powerful stuff. Yeah.
Because of my job, I've been just slowly trying to incorporate it into my routine, mm-hmm. for the last 3 or 4 months. And I've been pretty successful at that. So great. I'll try to go, you know, add it in more and more so that I can get the maximum benefit out of that. So the phrases, my arms and legs are heavy, those are key phrases that everyone related to when they were under hypnosis.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now, in the original, the German phrase was, it breathes me. Now, that for a German, that probably is fine. Mm-hmm. But when I started doing this in 1972, it didn't make sense to me to use that phrase because it's not like my arms and legs are heavy. One, it breathes me. We breathe ourselves. I tried with large groups of people. My breathing is free and easy, and everybody preferred that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Each of those phrases actually is a biofeedback device for each major organ system. Heart, lungs, abdominal, which is, the major neurochemical production for the brain and otherwise. Forehead being cool is a focus and concentration, and mind is quiet and still is just, hey, that's in the zone. So, beautiful stuff. Right on.
So people who have downloaded the MP3 should pay specific attention to these phrases
exactly.
that are used.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's not a child's game. Very powerful stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Dean, 90% of the time, I now just repeat each phrase one time, and I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
At the most, I can.
Wow.
If I have to do more, I'll do three repetitions of each word. But I'm in that detached state, which is where you want to go.
And and if anybody who hasn't...
Closer and closer to the detached state, the more fluent you come in the...
Yes.
Exactly.
Autogenic training?
Yes,
wow.
sir.
Okay.
And then you can do whatever else you want to accomplish in life, because then you're in a place where you're in self-control, self-management, which is wonderful. And by the way, if for anyone who hasn't done it or hasn't received it, you can certainly do an evaluation consultation with us, in which case we send it to you at no charge. But you can also sign up for a free newsletter and get a lot of other information that we send on a regular basis.
As well as get a free copy of Autogenic Focus.
And a free copy of Autogenic Focus, what we're talking about, which is
a great thing, for sure. Great thing. Well, thank you so much, doctors.
Hey, thank you for calling, Dean. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
862-9977 800-375-0056.
And I do want to come back to the immune system because, perhaps the focus, instead of masks and so on and so forth, if I dare say that word, by the way, I did mention about the exemptions for qualified individuals. Happy to assist with that, including immunology-based focused visit. Happy to have you if you want to call in 417-351-5221, as well as any other health question. But also don't forget about good immune boosters such as vitamin C, vitamin D, D3, astaxanthin, beta-1,3-glucan, and as well as others, magnesium and intravenous vitamin C and ozone, which are more powerful still. And we have Joe in Branson.
Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I had a heart attack back in November.
How old are you?
Prozac. I'm 77.
Okay. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
With the exception of the Prozac that they put me on, and I go to see him again on the 27th, and I'm hoping they will take me off the Prozac.
That's one of the worst drugs in the world.
Why,
Prozac?
Joe, why? What was the indication for Prozac, Joe?
Blood thinner.
No.
Oh, you're talking about a blood thinner. There's Eliquis, which is a blood thinner, right?
Our warfarin.
Prozac is an antidepressant. I know people put antidepressants on for heart attack because as a precautionary manner, so that that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If you're sure it's Prozac, I wouldn't be surprised. But it's the worst thing that probably.
It's a horrible drug for a heart attack, from my point of view.
It doesn't belong.
They told me it was a blood thinner.
Well, then they lied or they're stupid, and you may quote me.
That's not a blood thinner drug.
Rate,
no,
it causes
no.
problems.
Of course it does. It's a horrible. There's not a single antidepressant drug in the world that I would bite your hand off before I would allow it in my mouth.
Joe, I'm going to make a suggestion. Since if you want to kind of get the, if you were interested in a second opinion here, Dr. Shealy especially, but myself as well, sorry, to do a consultation to review things.
I'm sorry, it was Plavix, not Prozac. It's Plavix.
Ah, Plavix.
Plavix is a different story.
That is totally different.
Yeah, but I do want to bring up the point that a lot of cardiologists and other people, physicians, do put people on Prozac and antidepressants with any kind of serious medical diagnosis, and that's just terrible. But anyway, with the Plavix is a different story.
Yeah, that's good. Stay with the cardiologist. Get yourself weaned off if you need to. But if you want a lifelong, look, I've been interested in this all my life. My father died at age 53 of his third heart attack.
Hmm.
And so, you know, this is something I've, you know, focused on all my life because of my family history.
And we can optimize lifestyle. We can optimize a number of other things that we... Well, mind-body-spirit approach, that's how we go about that, and that, which is why we have a different success rate than from the general population.
Well, what I'm getting at is I'm hopeful that they would be taking me off the Plavix and put me on probably aspirin for a blood thinner. I just wondered if you had something that I could use other than the aspirin even.
Oh, yeah, strepeptase.
Serepetase.
Yeah. Or nanokinase. Both of those are excellent.
Now, if you think I can spell that, you're wrong.
N-A-N-N-O-K-I-N-A-S-E S-T-R-E-P-A-P-E-T.
Whoa. N-A-N-N-O-A-N.
N-A-N-N-O then O-T-A-S-E.
Dr. Shilley, God bless
you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's what I wanted because I've been on. I had a stroke back in 2006, and I was on aspirin for a long time, and I'm not really opposed to it, but I just thought if there was something better I could use, I would like that.
Yeah, I would consider converting to nanokinase and or strepeptase.
Mm-hmm. But I would pass it by your doctor as well. Make sure that they're, that they're not surprised by your decision. You know, it's good to have communications.
Yep. Oh, I will. And I thank you.
Good on you. Hey, as our Australian friends would say, good on you, Joe.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one. 862-9977, 800-375-0056.
Yeah, so speaking of the immune system and things of all good nature, again, just to remind, this is the season, perfect season for vitamin C and... intravenous ozone, as well as other types of ozone applications. Last but not least, to consider overall health and wellness thinking, behavior, and mental and emotional, as well as physical follow-through, because this is a time for stress of all sorts. So we really got to keep ourselves in a good place. Jerry,
good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hello. Great to talk to you guys. I had a question that I forgot about a long time ago. I had a nephrectomy when I was 3 years old.
Wow.
And I was wondering what I might need to be supplementing with, since I only have half, you know, of what my adrenal gland would be helping me with.
Well, in general, if you are now an adult and that was done at age 3, your body probably doubled the size of your other adrenal gland.
Hmm.
I would bet. Now you can find out. I think it would be worthwhile in a case like yours. How old are you?
I'm 57.
I would get an adrenal profile. You want to know whether you may about your cortisone, especially your cortisone and your DHEA. Mm-hmm. But I suspect that you accommodated for that by age 4 or 5.
Okay, that would make sense.
The body including the brain, are very plastic.
Okay. Well, it was just something I've always heard that you could.
It's a great question, and thank you ask about it. But I would just check out those couple of things. If your DHEA and your cortisol and your adrenaline, well, I don't worry about adrenaline. If cortisone and DHEA are okay, you're probably okay.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for calling.
God bless you.
862-9977, 800-375-0056.
And last but not least, I do want to bring up a few topics of interest. So while it is important to pay attention to what's happening in the world, I do want to notice that a lot of people, a lot of folks that we're seeing in our clinic are having a lot more stress, anxiety, and depression over the situation. And so here's the thing. If you can do something about it, come see us. Maybe we can help you and, you know, just make things better. Learn some tools for the rest of your life. But if something is causing a lot of stress and problems, like, for example, watching the news that are and things that are going over and over again, same thing, maybe it's a good idea not to do that.
Judy, good afternoon. Yeah.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have two questions. One is, what is
ankylosing spondylitis?
That is essentially rheumatoid arthritis of the spine. Mm-hmm. Norman Cousins made it very popular back in the 1960s. He wrote a book, Anatomy of an Illness, and he cured himself of the devastating effects of it with intravenous vitamin C and laughter.
Yep. And we prefer, both of them in our clinic. Yeah.
Got it. Thought I'd ask you. I've had it since I was 19, and it's never really bothered me, strangely enough. My other question is, the last time I got a shot, I was going to do archaeology digging, so I had to get a shot for lockjaw type stuff. And minutes after I got the shot, my heart started hurting, that my chest area started acting very strange. I couldn't breathe. I almost passed out, and they had me stay in the office. What is the likelihood of that type of a shot reaction extending to the COVID shots that it looks like they're going to make you have?
To the COVID shots?
Yeah. I know you don't know what's in them yet, but...
We'll never know what's really in them.
Well, we know that it's going to be...
Poison.
Yes.
I know that I would tell them to shoot me with a gun rather than with a needle.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Well, I was just wondering if that type of reaction would indicate that I medically should not get another type of shot like that.
Well, if you're interested in exemption for that, I think you sound like you qualify. I would be happy to help you with that.
That was my question. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
Yep, 417-351-5221. Yeah.
862-9977-800-375-0056. Now is the time. Open line Thursday to ask your question or make a comment.
And
anything, because it is all related to your health.
Exactly. And just keep in mind, when you're looking at the news and all and hearing all these things, and again, this is a troubled time for all of us here. We still have constitutional rights. We still have the amendments. We still have all kinds of protections as long as we choose not to throw them away. So if you want to practice yours, we are here to support whatever we can to have you, your free mind, free choice, and make the best decision personalized for you. And speaking of personalized health decisions, there's only one person, and one person only, that is responsible for your health.
And that is you.
Yes.
Carmen, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Doctor. Just wondering if you have any suggestions for stopping smoking, any supplementation or added support. I'm having a great deal of difficulty trying to do this. I don't have a heavy habit, but it's for some reason, with all the stress going on, it's been really difficult. I've been trying for over a year now, and I'm not getting very far.
I have been doing for about 40 years a small injection of vitamin B12 in four places, two on your face and two in your ears. It's painful for a minute, but it's extremely safe. 60% of the time, you totally lose the ability, or in fact, some people even throw up if they try to smoke after that, but it helps amazingly. It's a lot simpler than trying to train your brain.
Okay.
It's very, very quick. If that's all you want, a focus visit would be perfect.
Hmm.
Okay. So would that require an appointment to come in to see you? How many times?
Oh, just once. I mean, I can repeat it if needed, but I would say most of the time it works, and you know, and we can correspond by email after that, and I can do a second one if we need to.
Okay. Would it help with withdrawal? That's the hard part.
Withdrawal from the...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
From the tobacco.
Oh, yeah. I can give you some other habits to do, you know, to help with that immensely.
Well, there's other supplements and things that can...
Yeah, we do certain supplements, but but that plus the shots probably make it easier for you.
Okay. How can I get your phone number?
351-5221.
Okay.
417 area code.
And I would start working on your dopamine as well, because it sounds like you have possibly lower dopamine levels. Do you suffer from depression at some times?
Mild. I have hypothyroidism, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All that goes together.
Yep.
Yep. Actually, we got a few things here to make better. That's great.
Hydration and exercise are two big things as well.
I'm walking 3 to 5 miles.
Oh, good.
So it sounds like you're already...
Hey, you're ahead of 90% of people here.
I'm trying. I really am. It's just been uphill.
Well, let us help you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Helene, good afternoon.
Hi, Norm. Hi, Sergey.
Hi.
It's Helene from Reno, Nevada. I wanted to hear what you think of Armathyroid.
Well, that is my number one recommendation for low thyroid. My mother had her thyroid gland taken out in 1955. She lived successfully, taking up to 180 milligrams of Armathyroid until 2009.
Mm-hmm. Oh, would you take that Immune X with the Armathyroid?
Autoimmune X.
It's okay.
Yeah. Autoimmune X goes with that. There's nothing that it doesn't.
There's no contraindication.
There's no liver enzyme, competition or otherwise. So it's just a wonderful combination with anything that I know.
Yeah. And if your doctor won't prescribe it, let's have a phone consultation. We will, because I don't like levothyroxine, the artificial synthetic thyroid. It's not nearly as good as Armour's.
In my experience, 50%+ of cases, it just doesn't work, no matter if even it's a higher dose. So, yeah, that's a fact, yeah.
Thank you so much. What was that, Sergey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. By the way, and Helen, great to hear your voice. It's been a while.
I get emails occasionally, but it's always good to hear from you. Thank you.
Well, yeah, in person is one thing.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris had something to say too. All right. Yeah. Maybe. Anyhow, I just wanted to mention about optimizing the immune system, maintaining balance, peace, love, and comfort in your hearts during this time of difficulty. Because you know what? There's a lot of stuff happening on the outside of the world, but how we respond to the situation is more important than the actual situation itself. And once we realize we have that much power over how we respond and what happens as a consequence, it's time to take personal responsibility.
Yep. Stress is not the things that happen to you. It's how you respond to them and how you deal with them.
Yeah, halitosis is better than no breath at all. However...
Mm.
Breathing without halitosis is better. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, the single most important thing, can you change it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't change the city council. I would like to. I would like to vote it out every election. A totally new turnover the entire council. Every election, not just a Kaylee. Because people, once they get into power, I can't tell you. I think they either were waiting to be crooked or get confirmed by somebody to become crooked.
Mm.
I wouldn't trust anyone who runs for office, a third and fourth and fifth time under any circumstance. Bob, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Well, Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Soren, what a beautiful...
And hello,
You still with us?
One quick question, since there's only 6 deaths allegedly in Springfield, Missouri from the COVID-19, do you think this might be a planned maneuver, number one, to control the minds of the people, and is it possible that the intravenous vitamin C, will that destroy the COVID-19 through your experience?
Well, we don't have the experience of whether it would, but we know that it can kill the viruses. On the other hand, as far as your question is concerned, yes, I think it is political nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And, Bob, when it comes to mandating things that should not be mandatory, I'm just stating my medical opinion here. Well, that's where I stand on that. That's just the bottom line. But that's why we want to help people as much as possible to make their way in this world. Yeah.
Well, I hope all the Ozarks will take advantage of what you're doing, and you could build it to a 30-doctor practice.
You know, that would be difficult to do, Bob. Back in 2002 and 3, I interviewed 100 physicians as possible people to take over my practice. I turned them all down because they were wimps. Mm-hmm.
They know you're going to live to your 140, Dr. Sheely, because you're very highly needed. Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you, Bob. My favorite research project is coming to an end in October on telomere regeneration, and I've got another one to follow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about is, you know, I don't care whether I live to 158 as long as I'm healthy.
No, I care because I need a medical partner.
I care, but I'm not going to be upset over it one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I just enjoy doing what I do. My daughter says, my father does not know how to retire. I know how. I don't want to.
Exactly. Why would you retire when you're doing what you love and loving what you do, really?
Yeah. Well, that's what life is about.
I can see retiring when you hate your job.
It's like, better to find a job you like.
Yeah, that's true.
Long as we keep doing what we're doing, I think we're going to keep on.
Look, I saw a gentleman this morning. His job is building things for people. Wonderful. Hmm. You know what? I couldn't do it because I don't know how. I have a grandson and said my grandfather can operate on your brain, but he doesn't know how to use a screwdriver. However, I know what I do in medically, and I enjoy it. But if I had grown up and was as good as several people that I know who are wonderful builders, I'd be ecstatically happy being able to do that.
Mm.
I mean, we've had a farm foreman now for about 30 years, and he can do anything. He can put in a fence, and he can build beautiful cabinets, or do refined, you know, woodwork and build buildings and everything else. That is, to me, an excellent life experience.
And speaking of essential humans and jobs and everything else, if I ever hear from another person, again, that some people are essential and some people are not, job-wise or otherwise, I'm not going to say any more right now.
Yes,
you know, let's put it this way, we're all essential. Everything,
exactly.
all this nonsense about,
all lives matter. And until next Thursday, y'all have a good one.
Amen.
Are you less than satisfied with the way your lawn looks right now? Are your expectations higher than the service you've been getting from your current provider? This may sound strange, but if we're not exceeding your expectations, we're not meeting ours. This is Larry Ryan at Ryan Lawn and Tree. Of course, you should expect more from pros like ours with college degrees in turf, forestry, and related fields. No one is more passionate about tackling your challenges and exceeding your expectations than our employee owner, Ryan Pros in the clean red trucks. The reason Ryan Lawn and Tree has always stood out is to keep a beautiful lawn year after year isn't easy. A wet spring, our hot dry summer, and high humidity is wreaking havoc on your lawn. A lot of TLC by a Ryan Pro can make yours the lawn that stands out on your block. No matter the challenge, our degreed Ryan Pros would love the opportunity to exceed your expectations. Give us your challenge today at ryanlawn.com. That's ryanlawn.com.
I'm Steve Chutnik, conservative Republican, and I'm running for United States Congress, 7th District, here in Southwest Missouri, against the current incumbent, Billy Long. For far too long, I've been part of the silent majority, supporting our leaders to do what's right on our behalf. I'm running for Congress because I don't think we're being represented appropriately anymore. It's time for a change. It's time to be heard and stand up and fight for what we believe in, our God, our families, and our country. Please join me and take some time to get to know me. ChetnikForCongress.com. The August 4th primary is more important than ever before. I'm Steve Chetnik. I'm paying for and approve this message.
Homeowners, have you been considering remodeling your current home or building a new one? Classic wood flooring is the most beautiful, economical, environmentally friendly, and easy to care for material you can choose. The installed cost per square foot is